Welcome back to Mario's Sunday Roast on this Easter Sunday, and I'm delighted to be joined for the story behind the song by Today FM's very own Claire Beck. Hi, Claire.
Hello. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you as well. And how's Lost and Sound going? It's your new DJ situation.
It is. Straight in with the plugs. I like your style. Yeah. It is fantastic.
It's in the old Lily's Bordello, isn't it?
It is in the old Lily's Bordello. It's now called Lost Lane. Very, very different. You might even say the opposite to Lily's, because it's everyone is welcome. There's no VIP section. There's no cover charge actually on a Saturday night. So it's myself, Kate Brennan Harding from Today FM, and Sally Cinnamon are DJing there every Saturday night for Lost and Sound. So
excellent.
You should come down.
Check her out.
Yeah.
Check you out, and
absolutely.
I will come down. So listen, what is the story behind which song today?
So today we are going to be talking about the story behind Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder.
Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder. And Stevie Wonder, of course, is coming to Ireland in July.
He is.
The legendary Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, if you don't have a ticket, you're not going to be able to go.
Well, let me see.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in a while. Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground. So Stevie Wonder, first of all, I mean, a complete phenomenon.
Oh, God. Like, just, he's absolutely amazing. I would love to be going to that gig now in Dublin, I have to say. So this is from one of my favourite albums called Inner Visions. Just give you a little bit of a background on Stevie Wonder, because actually a lot of people would have discovered his music through the cover version of this song, Higher Ground, that Red Hot Chili Peppers did.
Okay.
They absolutely love Stevie Wonder. He's a huge influence on them. And a lot of their fans, they have a line, they're like, "We know what Stevie says." And loads of people went, "Who's Stevie?" And then went and discovered Stevie Wonder's back catalogue. But he's like, he has so many albums. And crazy, he was 23 when he recorded Inner Visions, and it was album number 16.
Of his?
Yeah.
Because he'd been a child
prodigy. He was
a
child prodigy. He was signed to Motown, and he was called originally Little Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
And he's a very, very smart man. He was blind from birth, and he was kind of this child prodigy. He had all of these Motown albums going out. He did 13 up until his 21st birthday. And then he negotiated a new 120-page contract that gave him better royalties, better conditions, more creative freedom, everything.
So he was kind of a mold breaker in that way as well.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very
business
smart
terms.
Guy, as well as being a musical just absolute genius. So kind of a mold breaker in that way as well. And I'm kind of, I know we're here to talk about Higher Ground, but I just...
Oh no, carry
little
on.
Little plug, if anyone has not listened to the album Inner Visions by Stevie Wonder, please treat yourself. Go and listen to it. It's absolutely stunning. He was very much inspired by Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, and decided that after, you know, what he calls his baby songs, like all his Motown songs that he did as Little Stevie Wonder, he really wants to talk about. So he talks about drug use on the song Too High. He talks about, he has a pop at Nixon and Mr. Know-It-All, and he just talks about lots of different things. And that was the first time that he'd really kind of broken it.
He's Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah, so that is taken from Inner
Visions. Didn't know that was about Nixon, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So where will we start? I suppose an interesting thing about Higher Ground is there's actually a kind of a spooky story around the song.
Come on.
So he recorded it... he just had this kind of creative sort of state of flow, and he wrote the song in about 3 hours, and he went into the studio, played all of the instruments, recorded it, and he kind of had said at the time, like, I don't really know where that came from. It just kind of came out of me. And the song is about reincarnation, and there's a line on it that I think people don't really listen to the lyrics of the song because it's so funky.
Yeah.
But the bit where he's going like, bet most people can't probably sing along to that. But the words are, "I'm so darn glad he let me try it again, because my last time on earth I lived a whole lot of sin. Sorry, whole world of sin. I'm so glad that I know more than I knew then. Going to keep on trying till I reach my highest ground." Okay. So like, that kind of gets a bit lost because it's so funky.
Very spiritual,
you know?
Lyrics.
Yeah, so he writes this, he gets the rest of the album together, and then is in a massive car crash and lands in hospital in a coma. And he's in this coma for 4 days, and they really didn't know if he was going to come out of it or not. It was a very, very bad car smash. When he was in the coma, his road manager, Ira Tucker, who was a very good friend of his, sang the song's melody into his ear.
Yeah.
And he kept singing it to him, "Going to keep on trying till I reach my highest ground." And they noticed then, I think it was on the second day, that he started moving his fingers in time to the song, doing the keyboards the keyboard licks in the hospital bed, and then they were like, he's going to be okay. He can hear us, he knows. And then he came around and he lost his sense of smell, lost his sense of taste. So I think they came back after a while.
That's yeah, but listen, the thing is, right, the song was about reincarnation.
Yes.
And then basically he's given a reincarnation.
Yeah, given a chat. And these, yeah, and it's really, because a lot of people, I suppose, when the album comes, they're like, oh, he must have written that about the accident, but he already had written it. So a little bit spooky.
Yeah.
But
very spooky.
Yeah, very spooky.
So he slowly emerged out of his coma.
Comes back out of the coma. The album's an absolute smash success. And then he goes on then to just like Songs in the Key of Life, which a lot of people call his masterpiece, then is the one after that. There was some fun things though that went on in the studio during the recording. So first of all, playing everything himself, there was the Tonto, it was called the Tonto, basically this bank of synths and stuff that he could play everything himself. He also, there was like a Moog synthesizer for the bass line. It was really, really cool, and it was all reconfigured so that he could reach it and play it easily by these two guys, these two producers. But there was parts of the album where they were like, oh, like, the lyrics here, it's really groovy, everything looks cool, but we kind of want him to sound a bit angrier or give it a bit more. So they started messing with him a little bit. So they would tell him, like, he would do a perfect take, and they would be like, Stevie, oh, we accidentally deleted that, can you do it again? He'd be like, what? And they'd be like, yeah, we just need to do it one more time. Or like they hid the tea, so he'd like be like, can someone get me a cup of tea? They'd be like, oh, there's no tea here. So like,
god, he's damn it, really, there's no tea.
So he's really like, you know, people keep on trying.
So basically,
like,
he's really saying, annoyed. Where's my tea?
Yeah, he's like proper annoyed on it. Yeah, and I think it kind of, the tea thing, like, really, like, he got very, very cross about it. It was one of the other songs. It was the angry.
So they were just playing these little jokes on him,
playing
to
little
him,
jokes
make him a little
on
angrier.
Him. Producer trickery.
Producer trickery.
Now they might have gone too far, because like I said, he did fire them for the next album, but I think that was in related to, you know, him wanting to kind of take control of his blackness and, you know, really not have these guys telling him what to do anymore. But could have been the tea, you never know.
Yeah, fascinating.
So there you go.
Well, Claire, I think we've exhausted everything now about Higher Ground. Oh, actually though, we do have some news. Okay, we have two tickets to see Stevie Wonder in concert live at the Three Arena on the 9th of July this year. I mean, it's going to be hugely sought after tickets. And we're going to come up with a question. What question we do, Claire?
Well, I suppose you probably want the tickets to go to a fan, don't
okay.
you?
Okay.
Okay, so why don't we just say, what album is the track Higher Ground taken from?
Brilliant. What album is the track
the
Higher Ground
studio album
taken from? Stevie Wonder's 16th studio album. Okay, that's the question from Claire. Just text 087-4100-102 and we'll pick a winner and get in touch with you after the show. And off you go. Introduce this beautiful song.
Thank you very much for having me again, Mario. That was lovely. So on Mario's Sunday Roast, on the story behind the song, this is Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder.